Tomorrow, Donald Trump becomes the 45th president of the United States. We've invited a diverse group of people in the Puget Sound region to share their thoughts about Inauguration Day and to tell us what this moment means to them. Here's one of those voices.
My name is Duji Tahat. I'm a consultant. I live in Seattle. I grew up in Yakima. I arrived to the U.S. by way of the Philippines and Jordan. It's important for me to become a citizen because it'll finally mean that I get to vote, that the journey my parents started over 20 years ago, all the risks that it entailed, all the challenges that they had to endure, will have all been worth it. It'll mean that my claim to the American dream, and perhaps more importantly, my identity as an American, will finally be made real. I volunteered and worked on President Obama's 2012 campaign, thinking that as a country we were getting to a more equitable place, a more just place, a place that I belonged in. And it feels like the election of Donald Trump in a lot of ways is a rejection of a lot of those ideas. Moving forward, what will it take to bridge the divide in the U.S.? I think it will largely take being able to have frank and honest conversations about ideas, getting away from caricaturizing each other, acknowledging that we all have shared aspirations, that there is a common humanity. We all want something better, not just for ourselves, but for our children. That's as good a starting point as there ever was.
That was Seattle resident Duji Tahat reflecting on the inauguration of Donald Trump tomorrow.